That was really, really awesome, Kathleen, and wonderfully communicated to people's hearts. And when we take the limits of God off in our thinking, then we can really do so much. And what actually Kathy done reminded me of what I shared a couple of weeks before about when we give, we look at what we've got and we look at what we got to pay out, and that can limit us in our giving. So we're doing it by the senses. Well, I've only got this so I can, but what do you really want to give? See, what you really, like, I always wanted to give more, but I would look at what I had and what was going on, so it would limit me to give a little. And so I put limits on God, because the scriptures say the just shall live by faith, not by sight. We don't go by what we see. We use wisdom, and we use the wisdom of God in these things, and we ask God, we go to God. It really blessed me that Kathy really moved in faith in that situation, because the bill for that pump was $300, and she received $300. Our logic, 5 cents wine, would say, okay, well, that's that need met for that. I would have thought that. But the scriptures also say, which is still prevalent today, is honour the Lord with thy substance and the first fruits of all thy increase. So shall your barns be filled with plenty. God really wants us to be prosperous. Now, the abundance starts in the heart. It starts with a richness of our relationship with God and his word dwelling in it, and our meditation upon it and our practice of that. We can either move in the senses, what we see with our physical eyes, or we can move in faith, the invisible. If you move in the invisible, you will see the impossible become possible. God has made it very, very simple. Traditions of man and the way we've been taught in the past has been wonderful, but it's put a limit on what we do and how we do things. God really is very blessed for us to move when we move, trust in him, that we're not relying on anything that we see, hear, smell, taste, or touch, but we're relying on his word to us. God said to Abraham, I have made thee the father of many nations. His name was Abraham, meaning the father of heights. But God changed his name to Abraham, meaning the father of many nations. So every time Abraham used his new name, he would be saying, I am the father of many nations. Every time someone called him Abraham, they were saying, you're the father of many nations. And then God gave him a physical thing to see, that your seed will be like that of the stars and of the sand. So when he looked up at the sky, he saw the multitudes of stars, and he knew his seed was going to be like that. And when he looked down at the sand, he was dwelling in desert land, he would see the sand, and it was innumerable, couldn't be counted, so many. So God really worked with Abraham's faith to the point of believing that, and Abraham became fully persuaded. See, God works with our faith to the point we become fully persuaded, that we're not relying on our 5 senses, things that we've learned from our past, but we're trusting in the living word. And we're trusting in the living God, that what God says he's going to do and perform, he will do. When we think of Malachi, when the guys stopped giving in their tithes and their offerings, God challenged them. He said, you've robbed me. Well, where have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. But God didn't just show them where they were wrong, but he showed them what to do about it. God doesn't leave us in the soup. If we make mistake, God doesn't leave us in the soup. He doesn't leave us in the muck or the mire. He shows us what to do to remedy the situation and come out from where we are. When God challenged them to do that, he done that. And then he says, your words have been strong against me, or stout, in that same record in Malachi chapter 3. And they said, well, what have we said against you? You said, well, is it profitable to serve God? The unrighteous, everything goes well for them, but we're always in trouble. And so God just showed them and corrected their error so that they could practice and think and speak and do the right way. And when they'd done that, God says, now look, prove me now herewith. Look, I've said this to you. I want you to prove me right. I want you to see if I do this for you. Prove it. Prove it to you. And it reminds me of Romans 12:2, where it says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, transfigured by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove What is that good, and what is that acceptable, and what is that perfect will of God? God needs your faith. That faith is confidence and trust in His ability to do for you. God wants you to be ruling and reigning in this life. Now, Kathy mentioned that first, Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous rule. It's good to come back and look at these things. So Proverbs 29, and in verse 2 it says, when the righteous are in authority, and Kathy explained that word authority means to increase, it means abundance, it means excel, to enlarge, exceedingly, increase, belong, and many other words, to nourish, to process, to have plenty, to be plenteous. When we are in authority, is because we are prospered, so that we can exert and show the love and the goodness of God. If we go to Romans, if you've got your Bibles and you want to follow Romans chapter 5, I'll read these for you. This is just beneficial to just look. Let's take a look. Romans chapter 5, verse 17. It says, if by one man's offense, Adam, death reigned by one, much more they which received an abundance of grace. We've got an abundance of God's favor and of the gift of righteousness. We didn't do nothing to earn this righteousness. Righteousness is right standing with God through the accomplished and finished works of Jesus Christ. It says, and of the gift of righteousness shall, it puts it in the absolute, reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. This word reign means to rule like a king. A king that is in authority, he's not poor, he's not a poor king. He's not someone that can't do nothing, can back up his words and actions and things that he puts into order. So God wants us blessed to be a blessing. If we can't show forth the blessings of God because it's where our faults are. God says, I will do exceedingly abundantly, abundantly above all that you ask or think. He's giving you a blank check, just like he did with Solomon. He said, Solomon, what do you want? You know, pray to me, I'll give you whatever you pray for. And Solomon wanted the wisdom of God to know how to come in and out amongst God's people. And this thrilled the heart of God. And it wasn't God's will for him to be prosperous. He wanted him to go through life struggling. Just getting by. No, it wasn't. God says, okay, you didn't even ask for this, but I'm going to give it to you. Wealth and riches. That is the heart of God for us, to be abundant in every single area. Not just finance. But that is a great part to it all. And the abundance is an external manifestation of what's in your heart and how you practice with what God's given you, what you believe God is showing you to do. Because many people can give and still not see an abundance. They're blessed because that's a law. Giving and receiving is a law, right? But when we do it with wisdom and heart and love and understanding, knowing that your giving is first an act of worship, an act of love, an act of obedience as well, that you know that, like my brother, I spoke to my brother today. He said, well, I always give. He said, you know, he's talking about on a worldly level, but I never expect nothing back. And I said to him, that's why you get nothing, because you need to expect. And then I shared that with him, Ephesians 3:20. You know, that God says that he will do exceedingly abundantly above all you ask or think. If you're going to ask something, then you're going to expect something, right? Like if Maya comes to me, my granddaughter, and asks Granddad for something, she's expecting me to do it for her, right? Childlike faith. And so it's done for us. So God really wants us free in every area. He doesn't want us to be worried about money or concerned about that. And if we're practicing doing what he gives us to do, and we're doing it with understanding, with heart, unto God freely, with no fear, no compulsion, not under pressure because someone's saying you got to give, but you're doing it from your heart because you see the principle. You see that, you know that God is your sufficiency in all things. God says in his scriptures all the way through it, Paul said, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Is God poor? No. according to all his glorious riches. How do we get that invisible to us come into the visible? It's through the practice of honouring God. It's through the practice of giving and receiving. It's having a right heart and a right mindset. Lots of people switch their ears off when you talk about finances because they think you're after your money. And this is the truth of it. When Sandgate used to share about this, I used to think he's always going on about abundant sharing. But my heart wasn't ready to receive from him. And I didn't see the spiritual side of the giving, and that the giving area is the least area where we use our faith. And if we're faithful in that which is least, God will entrust the true spiritual riches to us. So this area is vital to understand. God says that he multiplies that seed sown, and he increases the fruits of your righteousness. Now we've got to see what is, you know, the righteous are the ones that rule and reign, right? So he increases the fruits of your righteousness. Well, we are already righteous. So what is the fruits of righteousness? It's the wisdom and understanding from God. It's the application being applied of that wisdom, seeing the great increase of people being added to the church daily, such as should be saved. It is seeing the abundance in our life. It's seeing many good works coming from God, people being healed, people being raised from the dead, the lepers being cleansed. That's the fruits of righteousness. And the preaching of the gospel concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. When we do that, you know, that's what God increases. When we honour God with our substance, without a negative mindset, oh, they're on about giving again, they're on about money again. You know the mindsets of some people. But it's just getting this area right. Because it is the least area you use your faith. And it's the most important area in your trust towards God, and that he is your sufficiency in all things, and that he causes you to abound in every good work. He causes all grace to abound towards you. We're already in grace, but he says all grace in every area, that you're just favored and blessed, and people can see it in your life. People, you know, to be a witness, people need to see something in your life. It's not just your words, but your actions that follow it. So like today, when God showed me to go and see my brother, who I haven't seen for a few years, and to take that gift, and to show heart, and to show love, it opened up his heart, and your gift makes room for you. And your gift also of what God has blessed you with, in the way that you minister and live and move for him, also opens up the door for you. But when you give, it opens up. When Bathsheba, she came to see Solomon. Don't forget, Solomon's already rich. He's got so much. But she brought gifts with her to give to him. And this opened up his mouth to give to her. So this area is important. And I would, if you're not 100% sure, or you've got like 80% of this in your heart, I would literally go to God and say, Father, show me more. Go to the scriptures. Look at all the records. Look at what God says. The abundance starts in the heart. It starts with your thoughts, your mind, your emotions. And when we receive Jesus Christ as Lord, we were made whole. And now that wholeness needs to manifest into our living. And that's where we practice. We practice speaking in tongues. We practice speaking by the Spirit of God. We practice hearing the voice and the presence of God. We practice doing those things that come to our heart when we're not too sure, is it me or is it God? As we just trust and move, it's the same way as we trust and move in those areas, it's the same way when we give. And so we don't know how God's going to do the things. But you know what? God is going to do the things. And so my brother, like, you know, he was very respectful to me, even though he used to take mockery of me as a believer, because he could see I was still doing what I was doing, but increasing in it. God wants us to be that living epistle, known and read of all men. Don't let your circumstances stop you from doing what you really want to do in your heart. When we let the circumstances stop us from giving or speaking or ministering, we miss the blessings of God. And that person that we're going to bless, because we're not too sure or we're letting the circumstance stop us, doesn't receive what they could have received had you been obedient from your heart and trust in God in those circumstances. Proverbs says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. God said, don't worry about your food, the clothing. If God can take care of the birds of the air and the flower and the grass of the fields, how much more can he take care of you, O you of little faith? But seek ye first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and what? His righteousness. What is his righteousness? His word being spoken, people being healed, people being directed to God, people being delivered, people coming from poverty to prosperity. Like we see in India, for the many years when I first went to India, a lot of these Indian people were poor. But as they continued, they were encouraged, okay, now you speak in tongues much. Now you speak by the Spirit of God, and you honour God with your substance, with your finances. The people that done that, that were poor in India, are not poor no more. And they are showing forth this blessing that I'm speaking now in their lives. They've, you know, to buy land in India is just as expensive as buying it in England. And these people are buying land. These people are building their houses. Even when the lockdown came, they were prospering and increasing in number and increasing in wealth and in health. And so if you want this for you, God says, look, come, eat, it's free. Jesus became poor so that we could become rich in every area, not just money. Right, that's really a least area, but it's an important area because that's the currency of this world, right? And you think what you can do with a great abundance, how many people you can really help, how many people you can be a witness to, and how you can be free and not even thinking about those things with your full focus on the gospel of Christ to reconcile men and women back to God. So our focus, my focus, I'm here every day. Every day I wake up, I'm giving thanks to God. I thank God for my before ordained works that he's prepared for me. And I do whatever God puts in front of me that day. And now I'm learning to listen to God, when to respond to someone, what to say to someone. And he never fails my mouth. Because I'm not dependent upon my knowledge or my wisdom, but I'm dependent upon the living God. And I'm moving in the invisible. I trust God. I may not see it physically in front of me, but I can see it there spiritually. And it will become manifested as I move towards it. I step forward with God. God wants you every day to step forward with him. So it's as we trust God, as we move and do those simple things that he puts in our heart, and stay put. Stay with God every day. Do not worry about your circumstances. Do not worry about your life. Okay? You've got to lay it down to take it up. Do not worry. Do not worry about what people say. Do not worry that, I don't worry if there's one person on this Zoom fellowship or 101. Because I want laborers. I want people that are going to receive these words gladly and go and do it with God. I'm not asking them to do it with me. You go and do it with God. Now, Sangha is the man that I connect to in India who's teaching me this wonderful way of God. And he's not worried about what I'm doing. But when he said this to me, he said, I don't worry about what you're doing. But he said, I can see your fruit. I can see that God's working and that the things are happening for you. I don't have to sit here and think, you know, oh, what's Lawrence doing? Is he doing it right? Is he doing it wrong? The fruit and the words that we speak will always indicate where we are with God. Your words show you where you are in your stand. And sometimes I can see people where they are, because when you're practicing something with full heart, when you're doing it, you can see when someone isn't doing it. And it's not then to criticize, but it's then to see, how can I help this person see? And you can only do that as that person's heart is open and humble to receive your words. This is what I wanted to share. Again, I shared early, but I think it was very wonderful what Kathy had to share. And since Kathy connected to me a couple of years ago, every single day since that first day we connected, you know, she messaged me every day on the WhatsApps. And there's other people I messaged to every day for many years. But it just blessed me how God made that connection. It was a God-made connection. I didn't know about Kathy. I didn't know there's other people listening to our sharings on the website. And then people ringing me up saying, I've been listening to you for many years and been following, and now I got this through. So now I want to, you know, send you some honouring God. And it just, you know, I didn't know about this. But God knew. God knows what he's doing. And God wants you to stay where you are, but practice the things, guys. It's for your benefit. A farmer, if he doesn't sow his seed, he's not going to benefit. And that's not like, I'm just talking on the practical level to give an understanding, is that the farmer needs to sow his seed if he wants to see a crop. We need to stay with God and practice the things if we want to see the fruit. And so this is my encouragement. Stay with God. Stay practicing. Just really practice. Prove God. Prove him. Prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And then you'll have joy and rejoice. No one will move you from where you are, because you know, because you've practiced and you've seen God move. So that's what I wanted to share, guys. God bless your heart.